I certainly desire your prayers tonight. I love God with all my heart, and I'm thankful he's my dearest friend, but I honestly desire your prayers. You know, I just want God to do everything he can in this service and in this message. I believe he wants to lift us up, and I believe he wants to remind us who we are, Brother Victor, because this world, it's hard. It's a hard place. It always has been. It always will be. He told us that, and he said they were going to hate us, and I really feel that, Brother Victor. I really feel sometimes that this world truly hates us, Brother Bob, with a passion. They love to hate us, but that's okay because God loves to love us. So that's all I know. That's the only thing I know, Brother Victor, is that nobody else really matters. You know, I love my family. I love my dad, my mom, my wife, my children, aunts, uncles. Everybody, I love them all. But if they turn their back on me, God said he never would. And that's all I care about. That's all I know. That's all I care to know is that there's somebody who does love me, Brother Victor. When the world turns and when my family turns and they someday, Brother Victor, they might because we don't believe the same. But I'll tell you what, nobody loves me like God loves me, and nobody loves you like God loves you. But I want you to understand something today. God's promises will always be. The salvation in your heart will always be. And I really would love if God would just allow my mouth to say the words that he needs him to say, Brother Victor, just to prove to you that God loves you more than anything today. Turn with me, if you would, to the book of Romans, chapter 11, if you would. I'll give you a minute to get there. We're going to be in the later part of this chapter there. But we're probably going to touch on pretty much all of it, if God will allow us to. And I just want God to show you just how perfect the grace plan really is. Might be giving you a little sneak peek to what God's going to preach, but I know that you haven't heard it any. You've heard it the same way probably from 1,000 different preachers, and it doesn't really matter because the message never changes. But I just love God today. Turn with me, if you would, to the book of Romans, chapter 11. 25th verse there is probably where we're going to start reading. It says, "For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel, until the fullness of Gentiles to be come in. So all Israel should be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion a deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake, but as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sake. For the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance." And you can be seated, and we'll probably go a little bit farther down. But that 29th verse, it just stuck out to me when I was reading this. And I like Romans a lot, but God had never showed it, this particular scripture to me like he did today. Really hard today. Really, it just has been blessing my heart. But the 29th verse there is where God kind of centered my thoughts and centered my the message, if you will. But I thought about the 29th verse. It says, "For the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance." Now, we all know that God had done things in his life, or done things on the earth and things like that, that eventually he repented, where we even know that when he saw the wickedness in Noah's day, that he said, it said that he repented it, and he repented even bringing them upon the face of the earth. But I've thought about how far they had gotten, and then, Brother Victor, in that day, and how it's the same today. And I wonder why God sometimes, Dad, why he continues to allow time to go and allow time to go and allow time to go. But God's ways are higher than my ways. And thanks be to God, Brother Sean, that he extends mercy every day. Because I'll be honest with you, he probably could have wrapped it up the day after his son left, Brother Victor, because they weren't, they didn't love him in that day, and they don't love him today. But thanks be to God above, he extends mercy for whatever reason, Brother Victor. Thanks be to God, he extended mercy on February 26th in 2006, from February 25th on a Saturday. He could have called quits then. But he extended mercy one more day, Brother Chris, so that I could get saved. And thanks be to God, wholeheartedly, in my heart,
way. Oh, but God does. Oh, but I want you to know something today. Oh, we look at the world around us, Brother James, and we wonder why nobody cares. Nobody loves you anymore, God. Oh, but remember, church, they never have. Oh, and thanks be to God. The Bible even says right there, oh, that he's keeping time for the fullness of the Gentiles, Brother Victor. You know what that means? He's extended mercy day after day for people like you and me to get saved. Brother Victor, for we all know that we're not naturally Jewish people. Oh, well, maybe you are. I probably shouldn't say that. Oh, but naturally speaking, probably most of us aren't Jewish, if any at all. Oh, but spiritually speaking, thanks be to God, I became Jewish on the day I became a child of Israel, on the day that he saved me. Oh, I was formerly a Gentile, Brother Chester. Oh, but by the grace of God above, he made me a son. Oh, my goodness, Brother Victor. I'm a king, a child of the king. And that's never going to change. Hey, there's plenty of things in this world. Here we go. We're getting right back on track. There's plenty of things in this world that our Brother Victor, he looked upon, and it said that it repented him. Oh, but thanks be to God in that verse is there. I repented. Actually means irrevocable. Aren't you glad that God's gifts are irrevocable tonight? God's gifts can't be taken away. Oh, but I begin to think, well, God, their houses can be taken. Cars can be taken. Family can be taken. You can take me. I could get cancer. I could die tomorrow of unknown causes. Also, Brother Victor, that's not what it meant. Oh, thanks be to God above what it meant today. What's irrevocable from God is what he placed in your heart today when he saved your lost, wretched, dying soul. You became irrevocable. You became a child. You became, one of the lineage of David. Aren't you glad today? Oh, that when you got saved, he made you different. Yeah. Chris, you don't have to be a Gentile no more. Aren't you glad of that today? Oh, the Bible is full of times, Brother Victor, where the Jewish people turned their back on him. Oh, but I'm reminded in the same verse, in the same book, where Paul even told him there, and I said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, unto everyone that believeth. It said to the Jew first, and then to the Gentile. Aren't you glad today? Oh, Brother Victor, it saddens me in my heart that Jesus' own people turned him away. Oh, but if it didn't go to them, Brother Chester, it couldn't have come to me. Oh, but thanks be to God. A little bit earlier in that chapter, chapter 11, it talked about a remnant of the ones that would believe in Christ. Aren't you glad today that God knows everything he's doing? Oh, my goodness. Oh, but thanks be to God. The grace plan came to you and me one day. Oh, my goodness, honey. Oh, my goodness. Aren't you glad today that he didn't just leave you and me? Hey, Jerry. He would have been rightfully so and leaving us out altogether. Oh, but thanks be to God above that he had enough love to extend grace and mercy to you and I. Dogs as we may be, Brother Victor, I'm a dog that's going to heaven. Aren't you glad today that it doesn't matter what you were. It doesn't matter who you were. It doesn't matter anything. Let me tell you this right now. If it depended on anything I had, I'd be in hell right now with my neck broke. Oh, but thanks be to God, it was a gift that was given free and clear by the blood of Christ. Now we know in that scripture, if you're a Bible reader, I know you know this. Oh, but earlier in the scripture there, a couple verses prior, maybe about 10 or so, it likened Israel to a tree and how some of the branches have been lopped off. Oh, but we got grafted in, Brother Victor. Aren't you? Oh, my God, I don't know if you know this or not. Oh, but when in a nursery, as far as trees go, when they graft things together, there's something, Brother Victor, where it gets cut off, and then they bring two pieces together. Oh, and it becomes one. It becomes whole. A lot of times, it's a seed that's not really likened unto the one that it's being grafted to. Oh, but it can be changed, Brother Victor. The DNA or the makeup or the molecules inside of that branch can be changed to be whatever the life source is of whatever it's being grafted into. Aren't you glad today when you got grafted into the grace plan of God, He didn't, you're not just some a sore looking old branch. You got grafted in and you got made new and you began to bear fruit, and God started to bless your heart and give you a blessing after blessing after blessing. Oh, and thanks be to God above. When you're grafted in, you're a part of the whole today. Hey, Brother Victor, when they graft those branches together, for the life of the tree, their branches, it doesn't get remembered as whatever it was before. It's part of the tree now. It's part of the new plant. It's part of the new, it's got a new life. Aren't you glad today when you got grafted in and God made you new and He lets you start bearing fruit today? Man, this isn't where I thought this ain't where I thought I was going to go, but I'm getting blessed anyway because I've been grafted today. I've been made. Hey, this body, Chester's not perfect. Brother Victor, if I'm not mistaken, kind of touched on that a little bit earlier today. Things are going to happen. You might come down with some kind of disease, or you might contract something, or you could just plain and simple keel over and nobody even know why. Oh, but thanks be to God, Victor. It's not the outward man that gets to go. It's, oh, aren't you glad today? I don't know what my buddy's name is on the inside. I know my name's Dylan. I don't know if he's his too. I don't have any idea. Oh, but whatever it is, I sure am thankful when God gives me a phone call every once in a while. And thanks be to God. That's how I know, Victor. That's how I know I've been grafted. That's how I know I've been changed. Oh, because beforehand, I gave God no time. And now, I want to give Him all of it. Thanks be to God above. When He changes you, it makes you complete today. Oh, hey, but He wasn't standing there. He wasn't dogging on Israel or nothing like that, Brother Victor. He wanted him to lift Israel up and to be in prayer for him. And he said, you know what? You're part of the grace plan. Maybe you'll get lucky enough that when you get the grace and when you're made whole, it'll provoke my brothers to come back. Oh my goodness, that's something in and of itself for the ones that God has saved today, or that aren't doing what they should, Brother Victor. We ought to be living a grafted life. We ought to be living a godly life. So that when they see us in our happiness, they see us in our holiness. And they see us, Brother Chester. Oh, and we're whistling and carrying on happy as a lark. And they're all angry and hateful and cold on the inside. That it'll provoke them to remember their first love. Oh, Brother Victor, I got so many. Oh, that I know. I felt the Spirit with them. I know they're saved. Oh, well, I can't say that, Brother Victor. Shame on me. I shouldn't have said that. That came out on accident. I don't know. Oh, but I have a pretty good hunch, Brother Victor, that they're saved by God's grace. Oh, and thanks be to God above that someday I trust and believe. Oh, like the gifts and the callings that God said were perfect and they're irrevocable. He'll bless me to see my kinsmen back in church someday. And he'll bless me to watch my son and daughter walk down an aisle. Brother Victor, I know there's a spot on that backs that up if God will ever allow me to get there. Oh, but thanks be to God above. While we wait for God to bring about those things, we've got to continue living a grafted purpose. Brother Victor, it's an easy life, isn't it? Oh, and thanks be to God, Brother Chester. If we live the life as godly as possible, they'll see it, and it'll prick their heart. The Bible, I wish I could remember where I saw that. I know it's in this scripture here somewhere. Oh, but it said something about maybe provoking him to jealousy or something like that. What that meant was they remember who they were, Brother Victor. And they remember what they used to be and how they used to feel. Oh, and I want to be somebody they can look at and somebody they can see. And they ought not to be jealous of me, Brother Victor. Oh, but maybe if they see me or you or the church as a whole getting blessed beyond compare, it'll provoke them to come back to me. That's my heart's desire, Brother Sean. I want more than anything these church pews to be full. Oh, but I will not compromise, and Victor will, I can almost say this with a surety, Victor will not compromise for the rotten doctrine of the world today. Oh, there's nothing that the world has that I want, and I don't want to hear it. I want to hear of the blessedness of God, and I want to see souls get saved, and I want to do my part so that I can say, I've been a good servant today. Hey, but let me say it like this here. You say, well, are you saying that we ought? Let me say this and then we'll go a little bit farther. I'm not saying, Brother Victor, that you ought to shell yourself up in a hole somewhere and just wait for God to come back. That's not what he wants, Brother Victor. The Bible says that we're to be a city set upon a hill, so that there's people out there in the darkness that can see some light and think about the warmth therein and think about the joy therein of being citizen of some kind of country. Oh, and thanks be to God above. If we're just being that lit up city, God will do the rest. We don't have to do much if we just praise him and thank him and I say, bless his name. Praise you, God. Thank you for the spot that I got. They'll come in droves today. Man, this ain't going anywhere I thought it was, but I love it. I just love God today, Papa Tab. Aren't you glad today that when you get drafted in or when you get grafted in, I ain't nothing that can take it away from you today. I thought about this. Brother Victor, when something's irrevocable, it means it can't be taken away. Now, I already told you before that there's things that they can take away. They can take my wife, maybe. I don't know. Maybe they could put me in prison. I wouldn't be able to see him. I have no idea. Or he could take my life, or there could be something that was taken from me, or a car, a house, whatever. Oh, but they can't ever reach down inside of my heart, Brother Victor, and find it. I believe it was Art McFarlane that preached about the white stone not too long ago. They'll never be able to find what's placed in my heart. Oh, because I don't even know where it is, Brother Victor. Oh, but I know it's there. And I know it fills me up. And I know it makes me whole. Oh, and thanks be to God. They can take my heart from my chest until it stops beating. Oh, but they'll never find my inner man. Oh, because as soon as my last breath leaves, he'll be in heaven. Oh, because I was grafted in one day. And oh my goodness. Paul even told him here that Israel only had a grace because of Abraham. Oh, but you and me only have grace because of Christ. And thanks be to God. Oh, then in John chapter 15, he told him there that I am the true vine. Oh, I am the true vine. And you are the branches. And thanks be to God. I'm glad to be grafted in. Oh, I can't even get past it, Brother Victor. There's a bunch of other stuff. Oh, but God's going to wear me out soon, and that's okay. I'm just glad to be a part of the grace plan today. Oh, my goodness. Oh, but I'm just thankful today that there's somebody that loved me enough. Hey, Deuteronomy chapter 7 there, it said, the Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you because you were more in number than any people, for you were fewest of people. Yeah. But because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep his, because he would keep his oath. Oh my goodness, bless God. That said, because he would keep his oath, which he had sworn unto your fathers, had the Lord brought you out of the mighty hand of the and redeemed you out of the house of bondsmen, from the hand of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. Hey, Brother Victor, aren't you glad today that you're not a bondman anymore? You're not. Oh, thanks be to God for myself. I'll say this. I'm glad today that there was some day that God showed mercy on me. And I believe it was Brother Victor who preached about the Exodus today, maybe a little bit. Oh, but thanks be to God. I got my Exodus on February 26th of 2006. Oh, but I'm waiting on the second one. Someday, Brother Victor, I'll get to go home to heaven. I'll get to see my Canaan land. I'll get to see my promise that he's kept and that was irrevocable today because of the blood of Christ. My goodness, oh my goodness. He talked about there in Isaiah, and this is just kind of a wrapping back around talking about my children here. It talked about there, I'm hoping I can find it. It talked about, it said, and the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. As for me, this is my covenant, and with them saith the Lord, my spirit that is upon thee, and the words which I have put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed. Oh my goodness. Nor out of the mouth of thy seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. Brother Victor, you know what that means? That God promised me that someday I'd get saved. And he also promised me that my children would get saved. And my children's children would get saved. Oh, and their children and their children's children. Oh, but I've got to do my part to be part of the grafted in. I've got to do my part to tell them about God. I've got to do my part to be as good of an example as I can. man. Because the Bible said, if you bring them up in the way, that's right, they'll never depart. Aren't you glad today, that God promised us that we would see our people get saved today? That's an irrevocable promise. Aren't you glad of that today? I'm winding down. Brother James, please come get ready for a song. I don't feel like I need to go very much more. But I want you to understand something today. There's promises in our life that God has given us that the devil can't take, that your body can't take, your sickness can't take. Hey, the sickness of your body may take the flesh, but it can't take your soul today. Thanks be to God, you're saved, sealed, and set up to be in heaven. I don't know who you are, but I hope God encouraged you tonight. For you to understand, and for me to be able to, I hope I've done my part in showing you how much God loves you today. What's another irrevocable promise? Brother Victor, it's when he told us that he'd never leave or forsake. When he said that, he meant it. I won't leave you. What do you mean? I won't leave you alone. I'll be right there. No matter what's going on in your life, I'll be right there. Through the thick and thin, through the good and the bad, through the desolate times and the best of times, through the dry spells and through the spells, Brother Victor, where it seems like my cup's running over, my saucer's running over, the carpet's getting wet, the street out there is going to start flooding. But thanks be to God, God is with me then, and he's with me in the driest times, Brother Victor, where if somebody nudged me too hard, I'd probably break apart and float away in the wind. I'll never leave, nor forsake. I'll never leave you. I'll never turn my back on you. I'll never pretend you're not mine. Yeah. You know, there's times when I would embarrass my parents and maybe we were going somewhere or doing something, and they would be like they didn't know who I was, Brother Victor. Yeah. They love me still. Yeah. But I'm a goofball sometimes. I don't know. But you know what? Spiritually speaking, God's never done this number to me. He's always been like, that's mine. That's my son right there. Or for you, that's my daughter. That's my son. That's the one that my only begotten son died for right there. And they're mine. And there's nothing the world can do about it. Aren't you glad today that your salvation, your happiness, your joy, and your demeanor in life can't be taken? If you trust in God, Brother Victor, I'm going to have to stop. I'm going to keep going. Brother James, please sing. As we stand and as they sing. I said all those things to say this. Maybe you needed a reminder. God never intended for you to be sorrowful. God never intended you to be far away from him. He never intended us to be desolate. He never intended us to be dried up. But that doesn't mean that it's not going to happen, Brother Victor. Am I right? But if we draw nigh, the Bible said, if you draw nigh unto me, I'll draw nigh unto you. And I'm sure I murdered that. That's okay. The gist of the scripture is, you call on him, he'll answer. He promised you a couple things. He promised you salvation. He promised everybody at least one chance. And he promised that he'd keep you. But I'm reminded of Job. The Bible says that everything that Job had was stripped away. His family, his cattle, his houses, even his children were taken away. His friends, they turned on Him. Yet God never did once. But one thing I find, and one thing that's just amazing to me, is that God had so much faith in Job that when the devil was going to and fro seeking somebody to devour, as they say, whatever, He said, have you thought about Job? What about my servant Job? He said, you know there's a hedge set around him. I can't even get to him. That blessed my heart. There's a hedge set up around you and me that the devil can't get through. The only reason the devil could even get that close was because God drew it back some. He'll never do that to you and me. I'm glad to say that the hedge that's set around me is an irrevocable promise. It's irrevocable. If you need anything today, God has got it for you. You just got to claim it. You got to claim it. One more little bit, maybe. I think the Bible talks about there being a storehouse full of blessings. I don't know if everybody's got their own storehouse or if they're just one giant one that's got them all. I don't know. I don't really care. But I thought about something here too. If that storehouse of blessings is talked about, that's probably an irrevocable promise as well. Because it said that He would rain out blessings upon you and me. Whether you reach out and grab them and pull them in and take heart in them, that's not God's fault if you don't. The blessings are a promise, but it's not promised that you'll reach out and grab them, because He's not going to force you to. I love that. I love when I get blessed. But it takes effort. We got to reach out and grab them, brother Victor. We got to let them come in. We got to let them. We got to partake in them. Don't let the world rob you of another blessing. Don't let the situations you're in rob you of another blessing. Let God bless you tonight. Glad for the times, Brother Victor, that God just throws a curveball into it. That wasn't anywhere where I thought I was going to be, Brother Victor, but I'm thankful that God knows all things. I appreciate Him in the sense of He's the same, Brother Victor, but He's new in all the same way. I don't know how to explain that any more than saying it like that. Brother Victor, every time I think I know Him, He throws another curveball, and it blesses me. And it makes me realize that I haven't even scratched the surface of how good He is to me. But I'm just glad, and that blessed me, and I hope it blessed you about the irrevocable promises that God gives us today. I'm going to turn it over to the Victor. I love it. I appreciate it.